You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, David, hit the button. Let's do some football. It's week one in the NFL, David.
It is. Let's get to some bold scenarios for this season, guys. We are a couple days away from the opener against the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
So, first up, Atlanta Falcons. Michael Penix Jr. exceeds 30 touchdown passes.
No. Have you seen Bijan run? There is still a dedication to the ground game there and an offensive line that was one of the best in run blocking. He'll have a very nice year, but 30 is a big number. But I leave it to Rico.
Rico wears
the same hat that Michael Penix does. So please tell us.
No, I think he not only will Bijan run touchdowns in, he may be scrambling some touchdowns in. So throwing 30, no.
Tedaro McMillan for the Panthers will finish with over 1,000 yards receiving in his rookie year.
Yes, may have 100 catches as well. There's no wide out one there. Bryce Young's improved. He's the prototypical outside receiver at 6'4", 220. Plus, he's got a cool name. Yes.
He is the leading guy to be this year's Malik Nabers, to kind of come from nowhere and just be the man on a bad team.
Next up, everyone saw what Jahmyr Gibbs did in Ben Johnson's offense. So in Chicago, DeAndre Swift topped 1,500 yards from scrimmage.
Hard to do when you're in the hospital. No. He never stays healthy.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Go ahead. What? I didn't think it was that provocative. I
wasn't ready for that comment. But yes, David, I don't think that he's going to hit those numbers. He has to stay healthy, and that's just not his forte.
Mike, you mentioned the Bengals and their line against the Browns for week one.
Woof so to that offensive line.
Well, then that leads me to this for the Bengals. Chase Brown leads the AFC in yards from scrimmage. Tough with the offensive line, right?
I'll buy that because of his receiving ability.
Okay.
And he's explosive. Elite Raz. He's playmaker, man. He's a rare three-down back. I'll buy that. Rico was first on Chase Brown. I hate all things Illinois, so I was late to the party. I give Rico credit on that one.
Well, I'm just saying, man, he went out there and he made plays for a bad team at the time, but he was good with his twin brother, Sidney.
So I mentioned Tedaroa McMillan getting over 1,000 yards receiving. Well, this one says for the Green Bay Packers, Matthew Golden wins Offensive Rookie of the Year. So if he gets over 1,000 with the Panthers, how many yards does Matthew Golden have to get Rookie of the Year?
I'm going to say no to it. I still think there's a lot of mouths to feed in Green Bay. They do spread the ball around. They are going to run the football a lot. I'm going to say no to Golden. Plus, Golden disappeared for long stretches in college. I'm biased towards that.
I may say yes to Golden, David, only because the Green Bay wide receivers just fall off. Every week it's just like, who's healthy, who's playing? If he can stay healthy.
I heard Jaden Reed had his foot replaced with a Lego piece.
Maybe.
Just a big yellow club.
Christian Watson.
He's dead. That's not a real person.
Right. He's not going to play to week 7.
And then he'll be hurt by week eight.
Right. So it's possible, David, that he goes out there, and if he gives you 1,200 yards and eight touchdowns, that may be enough.
I would watch out for Tucker Kraft. That's the guy on that team that I think is going to get a ton of targets. He really came on last year. Young tight end, security blanket. Yeah. Who cares? Nobody asked me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I like it. Houston Texans. They have revamped their offensive line. They brought in rookie receiver Jaden Higgins. So the bold scenario here is C.J. Stroud reinserts himself into the MVP conversation.
No.
No.
Who's running the football?
That's a great question.
Joe Mixon's
right now.
I was about to say, yeah, Mixon's out for first 4 weeks.
Mixon's in a coffin. Chubb is the walking dead. The reports out of camp have been he's not fast, athletic, and basically has no juice.
He keep him afloat until Mixon gets back?
Nah, that guy's leg is on backwards every 3 days.
He can't.
He's done. I'm not buying. I got to see that offensive line perform before I do that.
Maybe he can't. Maybe he gets into the MVP race if all of a sudden Houston just goes full 7-on-7.
The boldest thing you could say is here. Nico Collins is 1,500 yards receiving.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We're going to line up. We're going 4 and 5 wides. And you know what? Good luck. You can't cover everybody.
Hey, Tank Dell's back in 10 days, right, David?
Yeah, I hear he'll be ready by week one.
Comeback player of the year.
First guy ever to win comeback player of the year with a baseball bat as a right leg. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bold scenario.
The guy got his leg snapped in 8 places, and David's like, nah, man, he's going to be back in like 2 weeks.
Look at surgery. He'll be back for the playoffs. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? His kneecap was coming ACL, out of his calf.
MCL, PCL, MLQ.
MLK.
Right.
Bold scenario for the Jags. Travis Hunter finishes in the top 5 in both offensive and defensive rookie of the year.
Duval. Yes. He's Odell Beckham Jr. Yes, I'm buying.
I don't. I think they're going to end up placing him either on one side of the ball, and that's where he's going to make his living.
Black crime.
I'm going to say
unbelievable.
No. He said for both offense and defense. No.
Why can't you dream? He's special.
Because you're going to wear that kid out. This is not college. It's the NFL. It's not. There's a reason why people don't do it. It was a reason why, you know, like the certain players would play, you know, spot duty on
75% offense, 25% defense.
He may not have to do that much to be a defensive rookie of the year top 5 candidate.
Just dream.
Okay, sure.
Duval. Okay. Say it. Just say it. You'll feel better about yourself. Just say it.
Duval.
No, a little more.
How did that coach say it? Duval.
Yeah, you gotta really just Duval. It's kind of like open-ended.
Well, here goes. Duval? Here comes the black on black love.
Question mark.
For the Raiders, Geno Smith is a top 10 quarterback.
I'm walking away. This is Rico's guy.
Black love.
Geno Smith is a top 10 quarterback. You know what, David? I'm going to say yes, only because there's a sense of urgency with the Raiders. Because Pete Carroll has to get this thing turned around in the next year or two. So they're going to do everything they can to set him up to succeed. Top 10 just means he only has to be number 10 to be top 10.
Man, you love some Geno Smith.
He won't come close to number 10.
He loves some Geno Smith.
You asked the question, David.
Okay.
Respect my answer.
I sure did.
Ooh, he just admonished you.
Next one here. For the Chargers, Omarion Hampton finishes top 5 in the league in rushing.
Stud. Perfect system. Harbaugh, Greg Roman. I love Omarion Hampton. Yes. All
top
in.
Top 5 in the league, though?
More black on black crime. Unbelievable.
Back to it.
No. I'm just trying to think of the running back. You got Gibbs. Saquon.
Hey, you're the one who just said, well, Geno's only got to be 10th to be top 10. Hampton's only got to be...
I'm just trying to count the 5 running backs. That's all. Sure. Why not?
It's a bold take segment. It's okay to take some chances.
Sure, Geno Smith. I don't know about Omarion Hampton. I don't know, man.
It's a rookie, man.
Come on.
It's a rookie. Geno's done it before.
All right, you're going to believe in this one. I know you will. Hey, I don't know about mine.
Why? What is this,
we've
a white
seen
guy?
Geno put up big numbers here in Detroit.
Jackson Dart starts by week 5.
Oh, Jesus.
David, week 3.
That's going to be hard to do when the Giants are 2-0.
Week 3. Jackson Dart. I'm here for it.
Listen.
They can goo.
That's what I'll be saying if he starts by week 3. I'm saying no to that. By the way, Jackson Dart listed as Russell Wilson's backup.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Because famous Jameis, no, he doesn't need backup duty. He just walked in the game and wins.
All right, last two.
That's all he does, DJ Khaled.
The Saints end up with the number 1 pick, but here's the thing within it. They win just 3 games to do it.
It's possible. I don't have a damn nice thing to say about him.
I mean, Spencer Rattler coming out as QB1. And, yeah.
And that's, yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is one where, honestly, they just have to make sure they don't tick off their fan base and win a meaningless game in, like, week 16 or 17 and knock themselves out of the number 1 pick.
Last one here, Brock Purdy at 30-1 currently wins the MVP.
Yeah, of course.
I'll quit the show.
Really?
No, there's no way.
All right. Rico, Jazzy Cat, and the Cone.
What the hell with them too? just the show's name is Rico Afternoons. We'd all walk out. It would be insufferable if he wins MVP.
Yes, it would.
How?
Come on.
What?
Brock Purdy win it? No, can't happen.
That means he's a rat, and they gave the MVP to a rat. That's with him.
Not far off.
Would say.
It's actually pretty good.
That is in football today.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.